All right, everybody. Welcome to Wednesday night service. Praise the Lord. Who's glad to be in the house of the Lord together tonight? Amen. We're just a few days before our big Easter weekend. Praise God. Good Friday and Easter Sunday are going to absolutely be incredible. But we'll get into all that here in just a few minutes. Let's go ahead and stand up together tonight. We are going to open things up by speaking some words of faith over the United States of America. Amen. Let's go ahead and speak these words of faith together. Father, we come to you in Jesus' name, and in unity, we confess that Jesus Christ is Lord over the United States of America. We declare that righteousness, mercy, justice, and judgment from you shall prevail. We declare that America will complete her God-given mission to bring the gospel of Jesus Christ to the world. We push back the darkness of Satan from this nation and call for the light of Jesus Christ to invade the media and every home, church, and school, and every town, city, and state of this great nation, the United States of America. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, give the Lord some praise tonight. And you may be seated. All right. Well, we're going to get into our announcements here. We got a lot going on for the Easter weekend. And so we're trying to fill everybody in on this here. Who's excited, first of all, for this weekend, man? We're super pumped up for it. So we'll go over what the weekend is going to look like real quick for you. So Good Friday service at 7 p.m. And this is our first year of doing a Good Friday service. And we are expecting just the Lord to really reach a lot of people. So we're going to be doing the play that night. And we're going to give a great altar call and a very quick message. But be here Friday night at 7. And someone's like, well, I don't know which service to come to. Come to both. It's going to be great. Amen. So come to both. But Friday night, 7 p.m. This isn't on the screen, but Saturday, our young adults group is going to be out at the city event that the city of Barstow is doing at the sports park, so long as it doesn't get rained out. And so they're going to be there Saturday with a booth taking care of people. And then, of course, Sunday is the big service, 10 a.m. They're going to be doing the Easter play. The kids are doing, you know, their songs and everything. And then after service is the big Easter egg hunt. Over 4,000 eggs right out there on the front, and every egg is going to have a scripture in it and a bunch of candy. So we don't want to miss out on this. And I keep asking you, but what is your job for this weekend? Hey, invite people, and I'm going to give you one more. Pray, all right? Invite people and pray. And it does, and maybe pray should be first, all right? Pray and invite people. And we're just really believing that the Lord's going to reach a lot of people, because we do believe this is the end times, the last days, and we want to use every available opportunity to tell people about Jesus, all right? And so let me give a couple of reminders. Pastor Katie asked me to give these reminders for those that are in the play or singing. So the last dress rehearsal is tomorrow night from 5 to 8 p.m. You guys are running over everything. And so tomorrow night, 5 o'clock, last dress rehearsal. And if you're one of the actors, all actors need to be here at 5. And then if you're only singing, you can be here at 7. Was that confusing enough? Okay, I've done my job. I feel like I've completed this. Okay, so again, if you're an actor, be here at 5. A singer, be here at 7. And please text Pastor Katie if you cannot make any of the practices or performances. All right, that's the information from her. And then Miss Desiree and Renee asked if we're going to be getting some hay for the Easter egg hunt. And we need about 4 good, strong, able-bodied men that could help us out on Saturday to go get that from the feed store. And so if you are strong, able-bodied, and good-looking men, okay, if you're a good-looking man, all right, go see Renee or Desiree after the service, and there's one right there. There you go. And help us stack some hay. It's for Jesus. Hey, all right? Well, okay, I tried. Okay, thanks, Jose. Okay, so let's keep moving here. A couple of very other quick announcements. And it's this, is that the enriched food pantry is in need of volunteers every Thursday. They do food distribution at 10 a.m. But if you are able and it's on your heart to help out, if you show up at 9, you can help them out to get ready. This is the Midtown location that we're still in the works of getting open, but the food pantry is up and running. It's the location of the former Free Methodist Church, Barstow Christian School. And then also every third Tuesday at 9 a.m., they get a semi full of food, and they always need help unloading that. So if you're interested in that, let me know, and I will point you in that direction. And the last announcement is our parenting class is going to be starting the first Sunday of April, and it's going to be at 6 p.m. during the 6 p.m. service. It'll be next door while main service is going on here. It's a free class. Everybody say free. Yeah, all right. So it's free, and it's going to be at 6 p.m. Child care is provided, and so it's called Parenting Through the Phases. If you are interested or planning on signing up, we do have a sheet back there at the info booth, and that would just help us get a little bit of a head count on what to prepare for. So parents, grandparents, excellent class, Parenting Through the Phases. We would love for you to be able to take advantage of that opportunity. Amen. Well, that is all the announcements for tonight. So who knows what time it is? Yeah, pastor's going to come on up and do the tithes and offerings. We got a lot of people on spring break this week, so Pastor Josh is out of town. Mrs. Pastor's in New York, and so Dad and I are pulling a lot of double duty tonight. But, hey,
amen. Amen, we can do it. I remember when it started, me and Mom ran it all. It probably took about 50 people to replace us now. Of course, it didn't have as many people, but it took a few, didn't it? That's funny, wasn't it, Dylan? Amen. All right. Open up your Bibles to Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. Amen. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. And if you need an envelope, make sure you hold up your hand. And I want to say again, when we're done giving, if you want to come up to the altar and worship with us last little bit, even if you didn't bring anything up, you put it in online or however you did it, it's always good to get up here close to where the action is. And it's just, there's anointing up here. But anyway, Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. This chapter talks about your life, about how people worry about clothing, food, transportation, whatever you need. Jesus said, don't worry about those things, but he told you what to do in verse 33. He said, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Is a car a thing? A house? Clothing, food, that's things he adds to you. And I was looking at this before I came up here thinking about sharing this verse, and I remembered something back. The Lord spoke to me when I was about 2 or 3 years old in the Lord. He said, I saw you that day back in the Sunshine Inn, and I heard you. Well, the Sunshine Inn wasn't the S-O-N. It was a tavern called the Sunshine Inn. And when I was a truck driver, when we got paid, a lot of times we'd go to other cashier checks, sit around there and drink beer for a while. I wasn't a Christian. And so anyway, I was talking to my brother-in-law one time. We were sitting there drinking beer, and we got to talking about this religious guy we worked with. And some days he'd come in, he was drunk. And he'd get on a drunk for a while, and we wouldn't see him on the job for a few days. And then he came back, he got religion again, come back preaching to us, condemning us for drinking and smoking and carrying on. And we never knew when he showed up. Was he going to be a Christian today? Or was he going to be a heathen? So anyway, we were sitting in the tavern that night talking, and I wasn't anywhere close to being a Christian yet. And I said to my brother-in-law, I said, you know what? And I didn't know how to say Christian, so I said, if I ever become a church person, I said, I'm going to be in all the way or not at all. I didn't know how to talk, so I said, if I'm ever religious, I'll be all the way or not at all. Well, I was 2 or 3 years old in the Lord, and one day when I just prayed and spent time reading my Bible, he said to me, I saw you, I heard you that day at the Sunshine Inn. And I didn't know what he was talking about. I said, what? And then I had a flashback to that conversation. I said, oh, you heard that. And so anyway, I'm telling you right now, Jesus is watching things. He's listening to things. He's listening to people when they talk, even when you're not saved yet. He sees what's in you, and he sees how you want to live. And so I'm saying this, in Matthew 6:33, since I got born again in January of 1980, I've stuck to that. I've put Jesus first. Why is that? Well, with the family I was raised in, we didn't talk about God. My dad and mom talked about him, but the words they used wouldn't stop at G-O-D. They had something added to it. And that's what I heard in my home. I didn't hear Christian things. And so when I got born again, I realized that if God was real and Jesus was real, then heaven was real. And I realized that if heaven's real, then hell's got to be real too, because the Bible talks about both. And I realized eternity was forever, and there wasn't a Christian in my family except my grandma. And so when I realized he was real, number one, I didn't want to turn back and lose out what I had because I didn't want to go to hell. And then number two, I didn't want my family to go to hell. And so I came to church every time the doors were open. I never, ever had a problem with tithing. I saw in the Bible that God said the tithe belongs to me, bring 10% in, and I rebuke the devourer. I open the windows of heaven. And so God's always had access to my money, to my time, to my life. Things that I used to do in life that were just all the time pleasure and fun things, I still do them, but not the degree I used to. Jesus is first, those other things are second, because he said, put me first, my kingdom, my righteousness, I'll add these things to you. So in all of our life, no matter how much money I had or didn't have, God always gave me the things. Amen. Then the money multiplied too. So I'm just telling you, as Christians, wherever you stand in life, don't think that if you give too much time to going to church or too much time of helping in church or too much money to give to God or things like that, don't think you're going to lose. You're going to get paid rich dividends. Amen. And so that verse, Matthew 6:33, if that's not a verse that you can quote yet, that's what Pastor Dave calls one of those refrigerator verses. Print that out, put it on refrigerator, and every time that you're tempted to go the other way, every time you're tempted to cut church, to do other goofy things, there's important things sometimes you have to do, but when you're tempted to go the other way, look at that verse. And so I'm going to put Jesus first, and then everything my family needs, we're always going to have. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Well, let's stand up, make our financial faith confession. Why do we do this financial faith confession? It's the Word of God. And Jesus said, we speak the Word of God, we'll have what we say. And so these things are in line with the Word of God. I'm going to keep on confessing them. And so somebody said, well, I don't know about that. Well, I'm going to grab it and blab it. Amen. If you doubt it, do without it. I'm going for it. I'm going to speak the Word. Let's say this together. As we bring the Lord's tithe and give offerings today, we believe we receive jobs, our better jobs, promotions, raises and bonuses, benefits, sales and commissions, growth in business, settlements, estates and inheritances, interest and income, rebates and returns, checks in the mail, gifts and surprises, finding money, bills paid off, debts paid off, royalties received, blessings and increase. Thank you, Lord, meet all my financial needs, so I have more than enough to take good care of my family, to give generously in the kingdom of God, to promote the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
As you bring your tithes and offerings, you can come up here and worship with us tonight.
Come, let us bow at his feet. He has done.
For your promise is yes and amen. You will do great things. My God, you do great things. Oh, hero of heaven, you conquer the grave. You free every captive and break every chain. Oh, God, you have done great. Unshakable, hallelujah, you have done great things. Tell them tonight. Hallelujah, God, above it all. Hallelujah, God, unshakable. And break every chain, oh God. You have done great things. We dance in your freedom, awake and alive. Oh Jesus, our Savior, your name lifted high, oh God. You have done great things. Hallelujah, God, above it. Unshakable, hallelujah, you have done great things. Oh, hero of heaven, God, above it all, hallelujah, my God, unshakable. And break every chain, oh God. You have done great things. We dance in your freedom, awake and alive. Oh Jesus, our Savior, your name lifted high, oh God. You have done great things. You have done great things. God, you do great. Thank you, Lord, for being our way maker tonight, God. Thank you, Father.